Today's reading begins in Psalm 119, verse 49. Psalm 119, verse 49. Remember your word to your servant, in which you have made me hope. This is my comfort in my affliction, that your promise gives me life. The insolent utterly deride me, but I do not turn away from your law. When I think of your rules from of old, I take comfort, O Lord. Hot indignation seizes me because of the wicked who forsake your law. Your statutes have been my songs in the house of my sojourning. I remember your name in the night, O Lord, and keep your law. This blessing has fallen to me, that I have kept your precepts. The Lord is my portion. I promise to keep your words. I entreat your favor with all my heart. Be gracious to me according to your promise. When I think on my ways, I turn my feet to your testimonies. I hasten and do not delay to keep your commandments. Though the cords of the wicked ensnare me, I do not forget your law. At midnight I raise to praise you because of your righteous rules. I am a companion of all who fear you, of those who keep your precepts. The earth, O Lord, is full of your steadfast love. Teach me your statutes. You have dealt well with your servant, O Lord, according to your word. Teach me good judgment and knowledge, for I believe in your commandments. Before I was afflicted, I went astray, but now I keep your word. You are good and do good. Teach me your statutes. The insolent smear me with lies, but with my whole heart I keep your precepts. Their heart is unfeeling like fat, but I delight in your law. It is good for me that I was afflicted, that I might learn your statutes. The law of your mouth is better to me than thousands of gold and silver pieces. Your hands have made and fashioned me. Give me understanding that I may learn your commandments. Those who fear you shall see me and rejoice, because I have hoped in your word. I know, O Lord, that your rules are righteous, and that in faithfulness you have afflicted me. Let your steadfast love comfort me according to your promise to your servant. Let your mercy come to me that I may live, for your law is my delight. Let the insolent be put to shame, because they have wronged me with falsehood. As for me, I will meditate on your precepts. Let those who fear you turn to me, that they may know your testimonies. May my heart be blameless in your statutes, that I may not be put to shame. My soul longs for salvation. I hope in your word. My eyes long for your promise. I ask, when will you comfort me? For I have become like a wineskin in the smoke, yet I have not forgotten your statutes. How long must your servant endure? When will you judge those who persecute me? The insolent have dug pitfalls for me. They do not live according to your law. All your commandments are sure. They persecute me with falsehood. Help me! They have almost made an end of me on earth, but I have not forsaken your precepts. In your steadfast love give me life, that I may keep the testimonies of your mouth. Forever, O Lord, your word is firmly fixed in the heavens. Your faithfulness endures to all generations. You have established the earth, and it stands fast. By your appointments they stand this day, for all things are your servants. If your law had not been in my delight, I would have perished in my affliction. I will never forget your precepts, for by them you have given me life. I am yours. Save me, for I have sought your precepts. The wicked lie in wait to destroy me, but I consider your testimonies. I have seen a limit to all perfection, but your commandment is exceedingly broad. So our beginning there with verse 49 is the seventh section in Psalm 119. It focuses on remembering and comfort of God. He mentions the law three times. Verse 51, he does not turn away from the law. Verse 53, the wicked upset him. He has indignation because they forsake his law. And verse 55, I remember your name in the night and keep your law. The eighth section starts in verse 57. It emphasizes that God's directions are an expression of his nature, and that the psalmist portrays him as directing the way to draw near to him. The ninth section, Teth, explores what is good when viewed through the experience of affliction. This affliction might have just been a low point in his life in which he remembers God or focuses on God, or it may also be the idea of the discipline of the Lord. But the psalmist focuses on the goodness of God at this point in time. The word good is used five times within this short section. Section 10, Yod, reflects on the psalmist's experience of affliction in terms of how other faithful people would perceive it. For example, verse 74, those who fear you shall see me and rejoice because I have hoped in your word. For those that seek to serve the Lord and to love him and to be faithful to him, there is a common bond between us, and we do rejoice in the faithfulness of others around us. Section 11, Kaf, focuses on the psalmist's sense of longing and desperation, asking God to help him escape his persecutors, but emphasizes that he has not forsaken God's direction, even though he is suffering. Verse 83, for I have become like a wineskin in the smoke, yet I have not forgotten your statutes. He does not abandon what he knows to be right, even in the midst of that affliction. Section 12, Lamed, is the midpoint of Psalm 119 and reintroduces that tone of trust and the eventual triumph of the direction or the path of God. There is a recognition of the authority and the power of God. Verse 90, you have established the earth, and it stands fast. By your appointment, they stand this day, for all things are your servants. That nature and power of God is what preserved the psalmist and directed him in the correct way to go. That concludes our reading for today. Please think on these things and continue in prayer that God may be with us all.